The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hoop ballers, let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology, just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen: face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah. That's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Ballers! Welcome back! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington. We're at DALE007 on Twitter. Make sure to go to hoop-ball.com. Check out the premium and the free content. It's where you'll find this show. The rest of our NBA team coverages, dynasty rankings, fantasy basketball tools, wager pass, all of it. Speaking of the wager pass, it's our premium content for our subscribers. $9.99 a month. And you get access to about 8 or 9 handicappers. And 33 cents a day. Lots of value. It's lots of value. Don't forget the show sponsors, Manscaped and MyBookie. You'll hear me do a pre-recorded read about those fine folks. Today's show is going to be short and sweet because not a lot going on in the card. MLB action, some's already taking place today. There's a little bit tonight. But honestly, Vegas ain't doing a lot of good tonight, the way they're setting stuff. It is a deep, deep, deep scrub kind of night. So we'll touch upon some little things here and there and just kind of roll on out of the show. It is a later show because I was waiting for more news and stuff to talk about. But kind of just never came. MLB action already going on. Some already about to wrap up. The Cubs and the Dodgers play tonight, and the Dodgers get Muncy and Bellinger back. Zach Davies on the mound, Walker Buehler. This is just like a really good baseball matchup for me. Y'all know how I am on those, and I like to watch some baseball from time to time. Honestly, my strongest plays in baseball are going to be in the Baltimore-Toronto game, Houston and Detroit. But everything else, I'm just not really liking. Like, the numbers are just so gross, honestly. Washington-Miami, just two teams I don't want to really bet in general. We're putting them together. Poteet and Ross on the mound. Washington, minus 15, money line favorite. Came down for minus 124, over under 8.5. I might look at the under, but I don't know because of Washington's bullpen. They're pretty bad. Maybe Joe Ross has a decent start. Poteet has a decent start. Miami's offense is pretty terrible. But honestly, I can't talk myself into it. It's minus 115, so it's the shaded side. Boston, also another money line movement victim, plus 115 down to minus 105. Tampa Bay, minus 115. I haven't had a good read really on these games in this series. So I'm going to back off of these two teams. I'm ahead of the 162 curve to get to my plays on Boston and Tampa Bay. So I don't really need to force this play here. Over under 9, shade to minus 115. It's not moved either way really. So Atlanta, they announced Jesse Chavez was going to open for them. I would maybe look at Cincinnati at a first five angle here. Jesse Chavez is not that good, and it's been a while since he's done some major league work. So some Reds player props or RBI numbers or something like that might be something that I'm looking at. I'm going to go ahead and take a peek at the Reds first five pick at even money. I think that that's got some value. The Braves just announced that Chavez was going to be their guy today. Cincinnati's line is at minus 122 now. 60% of the money on Atlanta out of the bets that I'm tracking here on the Action Network. And Votto is out today. Ronald Acuna is still questionable, tight lower back. Not sure, you know, if he's going or not, but with the pitcher going, this Santillan kid, Tony Santillan, he is going for Cincinnati. And While I've got it open, let's look and see just what some prop numbers look like. Winker over 1.5 hits at plus 189. I like that. That's got some pretty cool little value. Tucker Barnhart over 0.5 hits at minus 136. I like that. So let's look. We don't have them when lineup's set, we'll get more of this stuff. But as of right now, the hits, and that's about all I'm seeing. So Reds first five, couple of player prop looks are what I'll be getting into on that game. Just to target Jesse Chavez, really.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Cleveland, Minnesota, the over's got the shade of minus 120. Berrios and Mejia is going against each other. J.C. Mejia has been giving up a lot of contact, a lot of runs. Minnesota, Berrios has actually been pitching really, really good. Minnesota's team total is set high at 5.5. Cleveland's low at 3.5, but I'm not wanting to bet against Berrios. See what I'm saying? Like, the Vegas is giving us like good, like some good stuff, but then they're juicing it, or they're just like completely putting a weird narrative spin on it. Like, they're just making these games so hard to bet. And so we look at, you know, Minnesota on the run line. They're only plus 105, but, you know, they're minus 190 on the money line, and they're a minus 150 pick in the first five. Over under, even shade of 5 in the first five. You know, I'm not looking to touch that. And then they're minus 210. You know, Berrios, I guess he's been good and all lately. But, yeah, I don't see anything in this game at all. The odds makers kind of got me frustrated tonight because the way that they're setting stuff. Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Chad Cole, Carlos Martinez, I would love to attack the over in this. It's at minus 105. Both these guys allow a lot of contact, a lot of runs, and they allow a lot of contact and such early and hard hit stuff. Over 5 in the first 5 is at even money. Under is getting some heavy shade at minus 120. Pittsburgh plus 115 for the first 5. Man, yeah, so only thing I really think about in this one is going to be the over. Team totals are set with some shade to the over. Yeah, honestly, I think Pittsburgh has a chance to win this game too. They're plus 165 underdogs. They've been playing decent ball lately. Cabrian Hayes gives them an offensive punch. Since there's not a lot of value elsewhere in the card, I'm going to look at a plus 165 dog in Pittsburgh, who they do play better on the road than they do at home. So St. Louis lacking on offense and health. Bullpen's not that great. Starting pitching's not that not been that great. So let's go ahead and I think let's target the Cardinals here. Pirates are plus 115 in the first 5. But I like the fact that the full game offers us a lot of decent value. And this has moved quite – I mean, I'm seeing plus 165 in some spots, plus 140 – on Bovada. It's still plus 165 on my bookie. So I'm going to try to get the show out so y'all can see about grabbing that. There's something might be going on with the Cardinals. But yeah, Pittsburgh and some runs to be scored, long story short. So, short MLB card. I'm not going to really worry about recapping the action that's already happened today. What I do want to look at in recap form, and I'm not talking about those two games that I said I had strong opinions on because they're probably going to make it in the wager pass. Sorry, y'all. It's just the fact that it's a very limited card, and the Toronto and Baltimore series has been giving me some fits, but I think I got a spot to attack today. So maybe I'll be able to get some RBI stuff out of that one. So recap some college baseball, because yesterday Vanderbilt survived again, knocking out Stanford 6-5 was the total score. And if we look at the box score, I want to look and see what some of these hitters for Stanford did. They got some MLB talent. Their third baseman, Bowser. And then if we look and see – so it was a team pitching effort from Vanderbilt. They didn't have any of their aces going. But tons of talent throughout this Vanderbilt lineup for the professionals to draft here soon, next month. So Vanderbilt moves on, knocking out Stanford. Today, Texas and Virginia in an elimination game. That's huge. I said I think Virginia will probably win this national championship, or they have a good shot to. Texas, I'm sorry, I want to rep the Big 12 and everything, but I don't think they get it done. They had to come way from behind against Tennessee in an emotional form to get it done in their last game in an elimination game. So I'm looking for them to maybe end their run here. Virginia, and then Friday we have Vanderbilt and NC State. NC State handed Vanderbilt their first loss of the College World Series. So here we are again in that dynamic. Comes full circle. Yankees currently up 7-1 on the Royals. Just a little live check-in. Athletics up 4-1 on the Rangers. Suns Clippers tonight. I'm looking at maybe backing the Clippers because Dan Bespris's fade the star theory is in play. Just basically a team that's been missing a guy like Chris Paul, getting them back. Go ahead and go in with the over, the other side. So I might be looking to do it in that. And I honestly just kind of like the Clippers. The play on them to win this series at plus 320 still stands for me personally. I didn't give it out on the pod or anything. I didn't write about it. And then I've got this. I've got this look at them to win the national, or I'm sorry, the the National Basketball Association championship, the NBA championship. I just think they're sneaky. If they can figure out the Suns, and they get this lineup out there. They went to something that seemed to work a little bit. So the spread's already at plus 1.5. We're seeing that movement. I just think the Clippers win outright. So, of course, I want to take that 1.5. They're even money on the money line. I'm going to double down. So, yeah, We'll have something in that. I'm sure Brewski's got a write-up or two. Troy just sent me a play that I need to load into the wager pass. At Dwayne The Rock J. If you're not following him already, you should be. Speaking of following people, please, please, please follow me. If you're not, or if any of your friends or family or little brothers or pets accounts aren't, just please follow me. I'm 6 followers away from 800. And my goal before the end of the month, I started the month at 740, I think it was. 750, it was like croaching 750. But I wanted to hit 800 as a good round number. And so by the end of the month, I want to be there. So I need 6 more, and I appreciate all the love and follow so far. And it's kind of ridiculous because like a couple years ago, I barely even had a Twitter. The only reason I had it was because it was existing. Like, and then I got to get this opportunity, and I turned it into what it is now. And 800 is not a lot to anyone or a lot of people, but to me it is. So 1,200 by Thanksgiving is my goal, 1,500 by the end of the year. And I think it's very obtainable, thanks to y'all. Clippers cannot go down 0-3. They got to get this one at home. So, man. Brief NHL ice over. Vegas, Montreal. Montreal can put Vegas away tonight, but we might get a game 7. I'm not looking to handicap this one too much. I would say over 5 just because there's going to be lots of fireworks and a lot of, you know, just offensive exposure trying to be had. Vegas, potent offense. Montreal obviously has a potent offense. The goaltending for Vegas has been subpar. That's why they're in this position. I'm not placing anything on it, really. I'm saying that's what I would look at. I'm waiting to get some more information. But overall, I want to watch this game and enjoy it. The Stanley Cup Finals getting closer and closer, and this is a treat. Want to end the show with a little bit of AUDL talk. I want to highlight 2 or 3 games that are coming up in week 4. And then maybe talk a player or two. And also, there were 2 plays that made it on the Sports Center last week from the AUDL. Told you guys, Randy Moss-like catches almost every time. Ooh, first game of week 4. And I got to make my tally site plays on this, so... I really like this matchup here. Look, Dallas on the road, the Roughnecks, they're coming off a tough loss last weekend. Los Angeles, the Aviators, they kind of squeaked a win out that they probably shouldn't have got. So I'm looking at backing Dallas to bounce back here. And I really like them with their middling and balanced attack as well as a good defense to, see that out. So next, Boston. Look, if they can avoid the undisturbed turnovers or unforced errors, they're in a good position. The good thing is Tampa Bay is one of the most inefficient teams in the AUDL, and they're not going to be looking to be firing off too many offensive cannonballs themselves. So look for Boston to perhaps have a really successful game in this one. So that gives me Dallas and Boston in the first 2 games. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, Eastern, Philadelphia, the Phoenix, and Raleigh, the Flyers, they go against each other. And this is going to be, out of the 3 games that we've talked about, probably the most offensive firework one. Look for Raleigh and their crazy offense at home to get comfortable. They throw the disc really, really far downfield. Philadelphia, their blocks have been there, but I don't think they're going to continue. So Raleigh just has a lot of speed. I like to pick Raleigh in this spot. So the first 3 games, might as well talk about the 4th. It's Austin and Seattle. Austin Soul getting that huge win against the Aviators. Austin at home squeaked it out by a goal. Seattle going home after a California road trip. Austin, just the overall better team, and they're atop the Midwest Division. Seattle fighting with a few teams in the West Division. Lots of different looks in this game. If Austin can slow down Seattle and limit the receiving yards and the passing efficiency, I think Austin has a really good shot. Austin just has some really good balanced folks in this lineup, and they just are really good decision makers. And I think they're a little more poised than what Seattle does. Seattle relies a lot more on just like flying around and being spectacular. So my four Audl AUDL plays that I like: Dallas, Boston, Raleigh, and Austin. Say that four times fast. Want to talk about a couple different players. Thanks to Daniel Cohen's article here. Just put it up on the 24th, which is today. And make sure to give it a follow at theaudl.com. Players to watch week four. I want to talk a little bit about Calvin Brown since he was in that Aviators game. Calvin Brown, he's come out firing in 2021. And again, I am referencing Daniel Cohen. It's Daniel Cohen on Twitter on here in regards to some of this great information. So he's 20 years old, and there's a pretty depleted roster from years past comparatively so for the Aviators, but the Calvin Brown resurgence has really helped them out in facilitating this offense, averaging over 50 completions, up from 25.3 in 2019, and 4.5 assists per contest. So he's in command of the offense, incredibly high ceiling, and he has seen his best completion percentage dip from 95.6% in 2019 to 88.1% thus far this year. So he's got a lot more throwaways, so cleaning that up's important. Him and the rest of the Aviators offense gotta have to take care of the disc in a big rematch here against Dallas. So these two teams recently played, like I said, Dallas and the Aviators. I think Calvin Brown is the exciting part to watch for the Aviators, but like I said, ultimately Dallas is going to be stifling. They could be in position for a shocking upset, says Daniel, though, if they can get the disc downfield and take care of it. Eric Taylor from the Raleigh Flyers, through three games so far in 2021, he's already doubled his plus-minus rating from a season ago, and he's recorded that he recorded in 8 straight games. And so what is awesome about Eric Taylor, he's got like this new confidence this year. He's taking shots he wouldn't have taken last year, and he's looking for deep cuts and being aggressive. So he's got a lot more completions and passing yards, 448 completions in 2019, 5.6% of them went for assists. That number skyrocketed to 15.7, so three times what it was last season. So he's still completing the exact same percentage of throws also at 96.2%, which is ridiculous. I think league average is right around 94. So look for Eric Taylor to send it slinging for Raleigh Friday night. I'm excited for this game. There's a good slate of games Friday night. And then lastly, I'll talk about Joe Sefton, mushing my words over here. And he's a big name addition in the offseason that went to Austin for the Soul. He's been integral in the success. They're 2-0 so far. He's 35 years old, so a nice seasoned veteran experience. He last played in 2016, though, interestingly enough. He appeared in 4 regular season games for Seattle, the Cascades. Moving to Austin and joining the Soul, he's been revitalizing in a big way, and he's a centerpiece in that O-line hybrid look. A lot of offense lines looks, and then a lot of defense. So he can do a lot of stuff. Through 2 games, he's tied for the team lead in assists and is 3rd on the team in completions with 54. Clutch moments he's delivered in, and he threw a really nice fourth quarter goal against Dallas to Vinay Valsaraj, and got a nice assist there. So look for Sefton to have some nice throws and Austin Soul to have some success this weekend. Like I said, I like Austin, and Joe Sefton could have a big part to do with that. Again, referencing Daniel Cohen's article over on theaudl.com. Love this league, and I'm really looking forward to being able to handicap more of it as it becomes more and more kosher to sports betting. With that being said, let's roll the show on out of here. Like I said, rapid fire. Not a lot of content today, and I do apologize, but the lines and everything are just a muck, and there's not a ton of value. So we're going to dig deeper into some stuff when lineups get set because I really like these RBI plays I've been hitting lately. I'll have some stuff in on that. Premium over in the Discord for Hoopball Gaming. You get to see, you know, yesterday I gave out Michael Brantley to have at least two hits in the Astros to win plus 160. Only place I talked about it was in the Discord. Michael Brantley, at least two hits at plus 120. I put them as two separate bets, and we cashed a plus 120, plus 160, made up for the losing night in the wager pass. The wager pass did not see positive results last night, but we got today to work with. So with that being said, I am sending you all of my good vibes, all of my good energies. I am looking forward to hearing you back here on the next one, seeing you around. If you see me around, say hi. I know you don't know what I look like, but do it anyway. Don't forget the promo codes. Don't forget us. 5-star reviews are appreciated, and we love you. Do something kind. Do something nice for someone. Be nice. Be radiant. And have a wonderful day. Today in sports betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.